KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school golf yesterday, Atlantic boys hosted the Trojan Golf Invitational, and they won it. Atlantic shooting a 304 total for first place, 10 strokes better than Creston, who was second with a 314. Harlan at 337 was third. Nottoway Valley shot 339 for fourth. Norwalk was fifth at 342. Winners at Denison, Kemper Catholic, Shenandoah, Red Oak, Glenwood, and Clarinda round out the rest of the 12 teams in the field yesterday. Individually, Carson Whittington of Creston shot 69, and that was the low round. Ross Martins of Harlan posted 74 for second place. Travis Olson of Atlantic also shot 74, and he was in third. Evan Schuler was fourth with a 74 as well for Atlantic. Hunter Sickles of Creston shot 77 for fifth place. Sam Markham of Atlantic also posted a 77. That put him sixth. Ben Nelson of Atlantic was seventh with a 79, and Nick Berry of Atlantic posted an 80. That was good for an eighth place finish in yesterday's meet. In girls golf yesterday, the Atlantic girls hosting the Betty Heflin Memorial, and it was Clarinda winning the team title by a single stroke. The Cardinals shooting 373, Atlantic 374 for second place. Norwalk at 398 was third. Shenandoah shot 400 for fourth, and Harlan a 424 total for fifth place. Denison, Creston, Winterset, and Glenwood are the rest of the field. Individually, Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic won the medalist contest easily with an 80 yesterday. That was 9 strokes better than Ellie Shane of Clarinda, who shot 89 for second place. Madison Hand of Creston shot 90, good for third. Bailey Walter of Atlantic was fourth with a 91, while Kristen Fichter of Shenandoah shot 91, and that placed her fifth in yesterday's meet. In other high school golf scores yesterday, in boys action, it was Audubon beating AHST 173-204, with Andy Hoffman of Audubon shooting the low round of 38. In girls golf, Audubon beat AHST 183-241 as Susie Byland of Audubon had the low round of 43 yesterday. In high school tennis yesterday, in girls action, it was Corning over Audubon 6-3. In boys action, Audubon defeated Corning by a 6-3 final. Also in boys soccer last night, it was Des Moines Christian topping Nottoway Valley 9-0. Glenwood beating Sioux City North in overtime 2-1. Thomas Jefferson edging Harlan 1-0, and Denison beating Kemper Catholic 4-0. In girls soccer, it was Kemper Catholic over Denison 1-0. St. Albert beat Abraham Lincoln 4-1. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Thomas Jefferson 4-0. Also in high school track last night, the Western Iowa Conference meet was being held for a while, and then they had to postpone it. The meet was postponed last night at about 8:30 due to some lightning in the area. They'd already run 18 of the 31 events on the evening. Now, the plan right now is to try to head back tonight and see if they can get that meet finished. That's weather permitting today. If that's not possible, then they'll have to consider other opportunities. Elsewhere in sports, the Memphis Grizzlies have put themselves in position to wrap up their NBA first-round series at home on Friday. Zach Randolph scored 10 of his 25 points in the fourth quarter and finished with 11 rebounds as the Grizzlies held on to beat the Clippers 103-93 in Los Angeles. Randolph was one of three players with at least 20 points for Memphis, which leads the Western Conference quarterfinal series 3-2. The Denver Nuggets have extended their season by at least two more days as Andre Iguodala had 25 points and 12 rebounds, helping the Nuggets hold off the Warriors 107-100. That forces a Game 6 in the NBA's Western Conference quarterfinal round series Thursday at Golden State. Today, the Boston Celtics take on the New York Knicks, and the Atlanta-Indiana series continues, as does the matchup between Oklahoma City and Houston in the NBA first round. Well, the first two games of the Stanley Cup playoffs went into overtime before the home teams prevailed. Brian Bickle scored at 16:35 of the extra session as the Chicago Blackhawks topped Minnesota 2-1. Corey Crawford handled 26 shots and blanked the Wild after Cal Clutterbuck scored 4:48 into the game. Marian Hossa scored the game-tying goal for the Hawks, who are seeking their fifth Stanley Cup and second in 4 years. Wild goaltender Josh Harding stopped 35 shots while starting in place of Nicklas Backstrom, who suffered a leg injury during warm-ups. A giveaway by reigning Stanley Cup champ MVP Jonathan Quick allowed St. Louis to score a shorthanded goal as they beat Los Angeles 2-1 in overtime. Quick was trying to retrieve a loose puck behind his net when Alex Steen swept in and stole it before scoring on a wraparound at 13:26 in the overtime. Quick otherwise was outstanding, making 35 saves in regulation, allowing the Kings to stay in the game long enough for Justin Williams to tie it with 31 seconds left in regulation. Last night's other playoff series opener went to Anaheim as Teemu Selänne scored the tie-breaking goal early in the third period in the Ducks' 3-1 win over Detroit. On to baseball now, where Matt Holliday hit a two-run homer. Jaime Garcia continued his mastery of Cincinnati with eight strong innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals snapped a three-game losing streak with a 2-1 win over the Reds last night. Garcia gave up one run on seven hits, struck out three, and didn't walk a batter. The left-hander improved to 7-0 in eight starts against Cincinnati at Busch Stadium, as he's 9-2 overall against them. He retired the last seven batters he faced and recorded 18 ground ball outs. Edward Mujica struck out the side in the ninth inning for his fifth save in as many chances. Bronson Arroyo allowed two runs on six hits over seven innings for the Reds, whose win streak ended at three games. In other National League action last night, Miami beat New York 2-1. It was Atlanta over Washington 8-1. San Diego a 13-7 winner over Chicago. Milwaukee outscored Pittsburgh 12-8. San Francisco downed Arizona 2-1. And the Dodgers over Colorado 6-2. In the American League, James Shields made a stellar first start against his former team, and Mike Moustakas hit a two-run homer to spur the Kansas City Royals on to an 8-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Shields allowed a two-run homer to Matt Joyce in the first inning, but only allowed three more hits over the next six. He struck out seven in the kind of dominant performance that the Royals were hoping for when they acquired him in December. The Royals trailed 2-1 in the sixth inning when Moustakas' first homer of the year gave Kansas City the lead. The Royals added another run to chase Rays starter Alex Cobb, and three more off of reliever Brandon Gomes in the seventh, ensuring the win for Big Game James last night. Elsewhere in the AL, it was the Yankees over Houston 7-4. Toronto beat Boston 9-7. Detroit over Minnesota 6-1. Texas beat the White Sox 10-6. It was Oakland over the LA Angels, also by a 10-6 final. Baltimore beat Seattle 7-2. One interleague game saw the Cleveland Indians beat the Philadelphia Phillies 14-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Iowa beating Round Rock 7-2, New Orleans topping Omaha 2-1. Cubs chairman Tom Ricketts plans to speak in Chicago, and at the top of the agenda will be a massive video board that he wants to build at Wrigley Field. Ricketts is set to address the City Club of Chicago today, a day after the team released a detailed architectural rendering of the 6,000-square-foot video board planned for left field. The board is the most controversial component of a $500 million renovation plan for the 99-year-old ballpark. The Cubs say they need the millions of dollars in advertising that the sign and another one in right field will generate. But owners of the rooftops across the street from where paying fans can watch the games have vowed legal action if the signs block their views. In other baseball news, Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton expects to be sidelined for about a month because of a strained right hamstring suffered in Monday's game against the Mets. He underwent an MRI Tuesday and said the diagnosis was a grade 2 strain on the 1-3 scale for the injury. Stanton was hurt trying to beat out a grounder, was put on the 15-day disabled list on Wednesday. The New York Yankees have placed infielder Kevin Youkilis on their already crowded disabled list that includes Derek Jeter, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Teixeira, and Curtis Granderson. Youkilis has been diagnosed with a sprained lumbar spine that caused him to miss eight of the Yankees' last nine games. The Yankees filled the void by promoting infielder Corbin Joseph from their AAA squad. Washington Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg may have irritated a nerve in his right arm using an electrical stimulation machine. It's unclear whether Strasburg will make his next start on Saturday. Cleveland Indians outfielder Nick Swisher is out of the lineup against Philadelphia because of a sore left shoulder. Indians manager Terry Francona said Swisher could have missed a Wednesday's game against the Phillies as well. With the addition of Rutgers and Maryland to the Big Ten, the conference has announced that it will be moving to a 9-game league schedule each season. The conference will also go away from the practice of scheduling FCS games in their non-conference football schedules. Now, that means any future meetings between UNI and Iowa are now in jeopardy. UNI football coach Mark Farley says that's disappointing.
That was a great stage, and it was a great environment and a great opportunity. So I understand the reasoning, but you know, it's disappointing for the fact of going forward in that phase, because even the Wisconsin game was a great experience for our players and another opportunity that we went toe-to-toe. But, you know, those are decisions that are made above us, and I know the reasons, but really it's too bad for some of the players that will come through in the future that won't get to experience that.
UNI did not face the Hawkeyes for 81 years before that series resumed in 1995. Farley says the last two times the Panthers visited Kinnick Stadium were a pair of very competitive games.
It took a long time to get that going. I think it was first time we played them was back in the mid-90s when they finally accepted a game. You know, throughout the years, you know, there's been some games that got away, but more recently there was games that we had opportunities to win.
Well, the Panthers are currently scheduled to visit Iowa tentatively in the 2014 and 2018 seasons. Well, it may not be the kind of job he wants, but Tim Tebow has been offered employment with the Omaha, Nebraska indoor football team, the Beef. His pay would be a bit less than the NFL, though. It's $75 a game. A day after Tebow was cut by the Jets, the Beef called the office of Tebow's agent to offer a standard player contract. Club assistant general manager Andrew Mather says he doesn't expect to hear back, but he thought it was worth it to ask. Current Beef quarterback James McNair, who is 5-1, says he'd welcome Tebow and says that, quote, "I think Tim can learn a lot from me." Also in football news, the NFL has suspended Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver Justin Blackmon for the first four games of the 2013 regular season for a violation of the league's substance abuse policies. The league also said that Blackmon may participate in the preseason and will be eligible to return to the active roster on September 30th, the day after the Jaguars play Indianapolis. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.